you're all doing well, feeling strong. And if you don't believe you have to fight to be free, well, listen to what happened this weekend.
Breaking news, Antifa militants have tried to take over Portland Police Station. Here's the aftermath. Check this out, you guys. Tear gas and dumpster fires.
Yes.
Antifa militants try to take over.
It's just another deep state operation designed to destabilize and create more fear and hopelessness. I was expecting it, and next you're going to see them doing it to San Francisco. Don't be surprised. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Master Survivor, the mouthpiece of the Master Survivor University. This is the show that brings you the truth about our world with proven health solutions backed by laboratory science with over 38 years of continued research. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. In 1992, I had over 12 million viral hepatitis infestation in my liver and 96% cirrhosis scar tissue. The medical doctors told me I had to take their interferon drug therapy and get a liver transplant as soon as possible, or I would certainly die. Well, I refused to take the drugs, and I refused to allow them to perform the liver transplant. They said I was delirious and just not thinking right, and I was certainly going to die. But no one is saying that anymore, because year after year, decade after decade, I'm still around and very much alive. Yes, I got rid of the virus, and yes, I got rid of the cirrhosis completely. I am the virus recovery expert. The hepatitis virus is much worse than any coronavirus. If you don't want to get a virus and you want to be healthy and financially free, then work with me. On this show, The Master Survivor, I will tell you what's happening to our country and in our world, all according to Dr. Johnny, and give you the information and solutions you need to survive. Every Sunday, there will be updates and news that will find that you won't find anywhere else, folks, because Johnny marches forward to the beat of his own drum. I am not part of any herd. I am never going to compromise when it comes to revealing the truth. You will get the facts. Remember, knowledge is power. Everyone else is talking death, doom, and gloom, but not Johnny. I'm the master survivor, and I'm talking about life, health, solutions, being free, how you can survive. The world is trying to sell me hopelessness, but Johnny is not buying. This fear and hopeless psyop is all an entrainment and mind control. Believe me, it's all a setup, a scam, a smokescreen, a distraction to get more people doubting everything and anything, even their own race and gender, and to remove President Trump from the White House. Don't fall into their trap. The future is brighter than ever, and you will be pleased with what is in store. Just this time next year, folks, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. But for now, let's review the first 6 months and look at what Donald Trump has been doing with the United States and the world to drain the swamp. And no, he's not doing it alone. He's working with about 20 or 40 other countries to bring down the deep state and get it done and to do it right. Let me tell you what's been going on with this virus. And please understand that the virus is real, but the pandemic is fake. It was an organized plan. It was launched to destabilize the global economy and ultimately to hide what was coming from the World Health Organization and the Human Rights Council and what they have been involved in to hide the eugenics program on a global scale, as well as to create a cover for the evil of the Hillary Clinton administration and what would follow, which was a full-scale nuclear world war, when during the first 4 months of her administration, the world would be under nuclear calamity of World War III, and Hillary and Obama would hide under the Denver airport bunker for at least 6 months, when at least 4 or 3 billion people become vaporized. But she did not get elected, and World War III did not happen, so this pandemic was then used to impeach President Trump and to prevent his chance from being reelected at a very strategic moment, to prevent him from having rallies and simultaneously collapsing the economy in hopes to make it unrecoverable and open the door for their candidate and then force socialism onto the United States of America. So with the economy gone, it would force everyone to be only dependent on the paper money of the Federal Reserve. Also coupled in this plan was the draconian vision of Bill Gates to have mandatory vaccinations on a global level, which would include RFID tagging of everyone so they could then be put on a global grid. There are 3 or 4 levels to what we call this pandemic. So let's look at the chain of events. The virus was released and seeded into the population in November and December of 2019. Then Nancy Pelosi released the articles of impeachment on President Trump January 15th of 2020, which creates all the media to focus on that and going in that direction. Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. On the same day, they bring in patient zero who gets, you know, discovered in Seattle. This is January 15th. Now the virus has been discovered and it starts to move through the population, but the idea is to keep the world's attention focused on this fake impeachment trial. President Trump was always ahead of their game and blocked the flights coming in from China early on. But the biggest part of this virus is the emotional aspect. It promotes fear because people will believe it, and it can be tagged and tested, and they see it's there, yet to complicate and spread the fear more is the test kits that were coming in from China, and they were contaminated with the COVID-19 virus, meaning that would create another a false positive for anybody that's tested. So anyone that would have it would test positive, you know, would get the test, they would test positive, but at the same time, the test would get the virus in them when the examiner is putting a swab up their nose. So the entire thing was a setup to spread this virus and to spread the fear of a pandemic. The virus itself is just as dangerous as the regular flu, but it would target those who have a weakened immune response and a weakened immune system, the frail. But it's enough to scare the population and get that going, and that creates the next wave, which is when the media spins up the fear and the need to have more ventilators, and there's suddenly not enough ventilators. Well, the ventilator is actually the trap in this whole drama, and it appears as if they were actually pushing for something that would cause more deaths. Because once the virus goes deep into your lungs, it creates a cytokine storm in which your immunity will go against itself and in overdrive to limit your ability to get enough oxygen, creating a pneumonia condition. So then you're always out of breath and you can't breathe. And as you use the ventilator, it complicates the issues of the virus. So we need to look at what is happening at the hospitals. The scam is so deep and so massive, it's difficult to get your head around all this. So as the virus goes through, the population, and the hospitals start coding everyone with COVID-19, even if they're just suspected of it, because it's what triggers the hospitals to get more federal money. If they put them on a ventilator, then the hospitals get 3 times more money. So they put out the call for more ventilators, but in previous administrations, the states never stockpiled the things they needed, like ventilators, so the media spins up the call for the items they know are not in the system, all to build the drama and perpetuating this fear. As you perpetuate the fear, the hospitals are making a ton of money, and a lot of that money is going out the back door. So they're laying off nurses and doctors because that's cheaper on the payroll. They make more money, and it's all going, all this money is going into the politicians' pockets right out the back door. So then you create a state of fear that's collapsing commerce, and people lose hope and cease to want to participate in the economy. So when you drive the economy down, then that forces President Trump to install draconian measures like martial law that would further crush the economy, and then there would be no recourse but to put people on some form of socialized subsidies. And all of that would wipe out this economic gain to further separate President Trump from his base, to further destroy the United States and march toward a new world order. So that is what's happening with the launch of the virus in very simple terms. Now we look at this counterattack from the Trump team and the Patriots, which is quite frankly at a level where even for geniuses find it unimaginable. By identifying in the system what helped this go through, is really hard for most people to get their head around it. Our medical system itself was weaponized. We have doctors working who are in the pockets of Big Pharma. They are all pushing safe vaccines and things that don't make us better, but actually make us worse. Because in this system we're living in and living under, there's more money to be made in disease than there is in cures. So what we see here is the military interceding with two critical areas. All over the country, they build emergency medical facilities, which immediately eases the fear of the people as the media is spinning the fear. The National Military Guard and the Army Corps of Engineers are rapidly building hospital beds and taking off some of the load of the hospitals as the governors are screaming that so many people are going to die. Because they are part of it, many of them are saying we're going to have to remove all these patients immediately to take the load off the hospitals so the hospitals could deal with this supposed threat of COVID-19 wiping out half the population, which never manifests but is all in part of the fear story. But most Americans have high trust in the military, so this was a way to bypass the media narrative, and the Trump team introduced the Navy ship Mercy into L.A. and also the Navy ship Comfort into New York Harbor, and that has a multiple operation level effect there. One, there was a full force of presence of high-level medical facility. There was also dismantling of key child trafficking networks, and while that was going on, New York and Los Angeles were two main hubs of these Luciferian cults that were using children in their sadistic rituals. Those children were rescued, and the White Hat teams have cleared many of those tunnels and rescued thousands of children and brought them to the Comfort and the Mercy and where they would be safe. So while that is happening, the hospitals are there and are really empty, It's also preventing another level of deep state operation, which was the riots to create this chaos and mayhem in the country so the mayors in New York and Seattle and Minneapolis and Los Angeles could call on the governors to reach out to the United Nations to put troops on the ground in these cities like L.A. and New York. And, you know, that was all part of their plan because, you know, we're out of control. We're out of control. But by Trump putting the hospital ship Mercy in L.A. and the hospital ship Comfort in New York, along with additional National Guard elements in the name of medical prevention, all those fears were immediately removed and the preventative measure was put in place, keeping any mayor or governor to reach out across to the United Nations to bring in UN peacekeeping troops. Brilliant! Thanks to President Trump. Simultaneously to all this, the U.S. military was launched in full level mobility that we probably have not seen a mobilization of the military on this scale like this since World War II. All along the way, we see it even through many of them, you know, are listed, you know, as doctors, some of them are medical professors, but they are dipping into what's called the ready reserves, including inactive ready reserves, and these are people who have been out of the service for years that have been called back to duty. So what we have going on in our country are these National Guard elements. You have the Marines who have been activated down in Camp Pendleton, and you also have the reserve elements. All those are available at the purview of the president and the military itself, and is launched on this global level to proceed with activities. But we, the citizens, are not seeing these activities. I always said, don't pay attention to what you see on the news. Pay attention to what you don't see or don't hear. So all this was actually going on right now, and much of it still is. You have an incredible amount of activity going on in Los Angeles and New York, and there's all kinds of underground activity going on, which is effectively tearing apart these Luciferian networks. And we're coming close to the break, and I will get back to much of this, but at the same time, the military's out on a full-time war, offensive war with the drug cartels and the human trafficking networks that's centered in Mexico, South and Central America. So they are completely dismantling as much as they can do and destroying these networks and quite literally saving these kids. And I'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Back. Just know the deep state is working hard to take down America and take away our country. You are listening to Johnny Delirious, the Master Survivor Show. And just know that the deep state is working hard to take down our country and take away America. But President Trump is fighting back. He's been one step ahead. And so, you know, the white hats, the white patriots, and President Trump, they're completely dismantling as much as they can of and destroying these networks. They're quite literally, you know, they're saving our kids, not just to stop the cartels, but to wipe out the core origins of their producers as well. So while all this is happening, you are seeing a sudden drop of cross-band traffic in our southern border and a huge drop of drugs coming into the country, because all of this is buckling everything up, and you're seeing a huge sweep up of all these Luciferian cults. Notice how quiet Hollywood is and how compliant the known Democrat deep state operatives are. They are very quiet because literally, as we speak, their criminal networks are being torn apart. Now, this gets interesting, and it appears that something else is happening that I really did not anticipate, especially after looking at the Act of 1871. The Act of 1871 was a point where the U.S. Constitution was quietly and illegally replaced in our United States from a constitution for the people to a constitution of the people. And this effectively turned us into a corporate state. The assumption was that President Trump was turning us back to the Constitution before 1871. And although maybe that we are that what we're going on, and I'm almost certain that hasn't happened yet, but for a particular reason, I will come back to that in just a moment. When they passed the spreading of the bill, you know, the $6.5 trillion stimulus bill, a lot of people were freaking out about it. You know, how much debt we have, and it's all building up, inflation's coming, it's going to be impossible. You know, the thing people need to remember is that he who has the biggest debt becomes the biggest banker. This is a very important principle in the art of economic warfare, and Donald Trump is a genius when it comes to getting rich from being in debt. This is how he made his billions. What happened in this process of the stimulus bill is Steve Mnuchin, who used to work for Goldman Sachs, he's a brilliant patriot. He created the SPV, which is a special purpose vehicle, and that is attached to the Treasury. So in simple terms, what happened, as the bill was passed, Treasury began to provide funding through bonds and other corporate purchases, like taking interest in other corporations in as a percentage of ownership interest through private holdings. But Federal Reserve cannot be involved in a sustaining private holdings or buying into private holdings, and that is particularly specified in its charter, but the Treasury Department can do that. We're coming up on the second hour, and again, I'm going to go into big detail about what's really going on. So just know that the Treasury can do what the Federal Reserve can't, and vice versa, that's the way it always has been. But there's a lot of things changing right now. So as Steve Mnuchin and the Treasury begins to provide stimulus to businesses and huge businesses like Ford, GM, Lockheed, Raytheon, and so forth, they are putting money in and, in effect, taking a percentage of personal ownership in these companies, and there's a lot more to that. This is not the Obama model. This is the Trump Rebuild America model, and it's very, very different than what they did in 2008. As we take those percentages of interest, the Federal Reserve begins spending that money. Even though it's paper money, it nevertheless has value, and this also is an important piece to understand. So when the money starts funneling through into the Treasury, and in doing so, the Federal Reserve triggers an automatic process where the Fed has to begin buying debt across the globe. And the reason that is happening is they have to backstock the dollar, and if they don't do that, they lose control of the dollar because the Fed is still tied to the dollar. So, out of self-preservation, economically speaking, the Fed buys up all the debt around the world to keep the dollar strong, at least for a while. What you have to remember here is the deep state's plan was to rupture the economy and completely trash the dollar. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We are back, and time keeps slipping away. Welcome back to The Master Survivor, the show that brings you the truth about our world. And this is Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, your host. And I'm just reviewing what's been happening the last 6 months in our COVID-19 2020, and talking about what's been going on with this stimulus. You know, this is not the Obama model of 2008. You know, this is the Trump Rebuild America model, and it's very different. So as we take those percentages of interest, you know, in these companies, the Federal Reserve begins spending that money. And even though it's paper money, it's nevertheless has value, like I said, and it's an important piece to understand. So then the money starts funneling into the Treasury, and in doing so, the Federal Reserve triggers an automatic process where the Fed has to begin buying up debt across the globe. And the reason that is happening is they have to backstock the dollar, and if they don't do that, they lose control of the dollars because the Fed is still tied to the dollar. So out of self-preservation, like I said, economically speaking, the Fed buys up all the debt around the world to keep the dollar strong, at least for a while. Well, you have to remember, and what you have to remember, is here is the deep state's plan to rupture the economy and completely trash the dollar and reset the global currencies. So effectively, it would be called an SDR, or a special drawing rights, which is basically a basket of currencies. And then they would make a dominant currency, you know, the dominant currency, the Chinese yuan. That was the plan. And then the hub of operations was China, would be China. And then the central of these operations was Wuhan. Now you can see how all these this links back together. So as the but what's been happening, as the Fed begins to spin up and produce more money for the Treasury, in the meantime, it's still tied to the dollar, and all this central and all the central banking is tied towards the dollar. You know, around the world, all the central banks are tied to the dollars. So you automatically have to begin the process of buying up U.S. debt. This is very important to understand because the Fed is doing exactly what we want it to do. It's buying up all the holdings from all the other governments in the world because many of them are holding bonds toward U.S. debt, and the projection was about $2.5 trillion a month. While Steve Mnuchin is taking interest in key companies around the country and the world and stimulating them with cash from the Federal Reserve. So effectively, he's taken control of the Federal Reserve. But let's look back at the Act of 1871. There are three parts to that Act of 1871, taking it from a constitution of the people in the Constitution, instead of for the people, a constitution of the people. But now back at the Act of 18, there are three parts to that Act of 1871, and this is critical to understand. One part is the Vatican. Another part is the City of London. And, of course, the third part is Washington, D.C. The Vatican being the primary control agent, and the City of London being the world banking agent, and Washington, D.C. being the military arm. So after 1871, all three of these parts were operating as a true world power, a triad or a triangle. So the U.S. was the military wing enforcing the banking policies of the City of London and the control element and matching the orders that came out of the Vatican. Now you will notice that some of the highest death counts from the COVID Wuhan virus were out of Italy. And you will notice that many of those deaths were bishops because many of them were elderly and heavily involved in child trafficking and human sex trafficking. Effectively, as the virus rolled out, there was a coalition, and is, still is, of over 22 countries involved in this counterstrike working with Trump. During the middle of the lockdown, over 150,000 arrests were made. I'll repeat that. During the lockdown, I'm talking about March and April, over 150,000 arrests were made around the world as well as in the United States. This is why Trump ordered everyone to shelter in place where they would be out of harm's way. Underground bases, drug child trafficking operations were also compromised during this time. Remember, on my March show, when I repeated and repeated what Trump's words were several times to stay inside where it's safe, I said that on my show back in March. There was, during the heavy strike done on the Vatican to wipe out its power of control, including the tunnels and satanic nests underground in the United States. In simple terms, today, the Vatican is empty. The City of London has been effectively neutralized through the financial side, and essentially we're effectively, reversing the Act of 1871 and using it against itself. Trump appears to perform what could be considered a hostile takeover of a corporation. But what actually happened is he was restoring America back to the original constitutional status of 1776. Behind the scenes, there have been many fights, deaths, and victories, and the tide has turned in the favor of the patriots, and now President Trump controls all of this. As of the week of June 9th, just as of June 9, 2020. The chairman of the Fed reports directly to Trump. This is the only one way this could happen. There's only one way this can happen. Without congressional approval, this means that the president has changed the power structure within these three cities, the Vatican, the City of London, and both of them report to Washington, D.C. Now Trump is effectively the most powerful man in the world because he owns and controls the entire financial and military structure. All this under the cover of the Wuhan virus. So as the deep state launched its plan to try to topple the U.S. and the economy, President Trump and his team have countered, and under the cover of the COVID-19 lockdown and using the ideas that will work well with the people, because effectively our Constitution has been suspended. And I will get to what I mean by that in just a minute. However, we have been under a de facto martial law, but instead of calling it a martial law, President Trump, because of optics, has allowed to have the states, the governors and the states, make many of their own decisions and put the burden on the state governors to protect their own citizens from the virus. This is the way the original Constitution has, you know, our republic operate. But the deep state's caught in their own narrative. The same governors, they're screaming about this deadly virus now, are held accountable for keeping their people safe, and President Trump and his team are providing guidelines, and the state governors naturally are to follow. Part of keeping the people in their homes and out of harm's way has been to prevent harm from the citizens during these false flags attacks, to keep people clear from any necessary military operations, and also to keep the news cycle in this perpetual narrative talking about the coronavirus. This is also important while all these other things were happening, but what they're not reporting on, okay? They're not reporting on, because they have to stick with this COVID thing. If they do report on all this, if they do report on all those arrests, if they do report on, you know, how City of London fell and how the Vatican fell, then it will reveal that the virus is false, and then they'd be caught in their own trap, and then the media would fall. So the media's got to preach virus, 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 death, 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 you know, another pandemic, because they can't tell the truth. They're caught in their own trap. They have to keep saying there's a dangerous the virus. As they are announcing reopening America, the presidential seal is back on the podium, as well as the presidential flag is back up. These are both victory symbols. So we are now back, you know, and coming into a constitutional republic. But we were not under it during this very short time of a few months. We are literally under martial law. So right now, the most miraculous thing that has happened, we will not see for a while, but it's been happening right before our very eyes. But as they're talking about companies building ventilators and making gloves and masks, these are all nice stories, and we need the stockpiles, but we don't need every major company like Ford and GM doing that and building ventilators. But if you keep in mind that part of Trump's powers that he has implemented with the Defense Act of 1950, that act gave him the power to seize and control any corporation he wants and directs them to do exactly what they need to do in order to produce the needs, and for our national security. This is very important because for national security purposes, he can direct them and tell them exactly what they should be building and what they should do under the Defense Act of 1950. It's important to understand this because as far as our economy is concerned, our economy was completely owned and controlled by the Communist Party. That's true, folks. I know a lot of this is hard for you to understand, but you got to get that part in your mind. If you learn nothing else, just know that the last, 20 or something years, that our economy was controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. We have politicians, most of the Democratic Party, in fact, that are on the Chinese payroll, including key governors that's take, and I'm talking, you heard Secretary Pompeo, he was talking about that many of these people were, and many of these governors were on the, are owned by the Chinese Communist Party. We have most of our corporations that are managed by the Chinese Communist Party, and the Chinese are smart. They learn that if they try to buy the majority share of the company, they would get them blocked. So instead, they would buy just 30 or 40% share of these companies across the USA, and then they're close enough and tight enough in the companies to steal our technology, and if the companies would not do as they wanted, they would take back their stock. Or they did an indirect attack on most of our corporations and to America as a whole. So what we're witnessing with the Trump using the Defense Act of 1950, taking control of these corporations, is they're cleaning a lot of that up. This sustained economic war and the freezing of our economy is bleeding those Chinese investors dry. As they do this, Steve Mnuchin comes in with his economic weapons of warfare through the stimulus package and the needed grant money. He's able to buy up those shares that were Chinese, forfeited shares. And he's able to seize back control of those corporations and put them back into American holdings. So literally, in a span of 45 days, by the end of April, President Trump's team has done the impossible. He's completely shifted the global economy to strengthen the dollar, wiping out two of the power centers of the triad, the City of London and the Vatican, and getting all the power back into President Trump's hands, including control of the Fed. They have used the military and its vast knowledge and ability on supply chain and blockchain logistics to completely remap the whole supply chain systems we have in our country. So we hear all about, Mike Pence, our vice president, comments about sourcing medical supplies now in the United States. This is a very critical, important part and piece to understand because there's much more to that. When we talk about sourcing globally, what we're doing is finding new supply chain providers for all the technology sectors across the globe, but we're bypassing China, see? And the Defense Department was brought in with some of its most sophisticated tools and it uses regularly to track because of national security issues. Every screw, every washer, on up to the biggest parts of an aircraft carrier or ship or airplanes, all the components and computer we have, and it has to be tracked from origin to delivery with exact knowledge of every piece of metal or material that was used. So if there's ever a problem, whether it's a washer or a rivet, then, it can be traced back to its manufacturer, and I'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Are back. You are listening to The Master Survivor, and I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. We're bypassing China, folks. We're cutting them off, okay? And our Defense Department has brought in some of its most sophisticated tools, and it uses regularly to track, because most of the national, you know, this is because of national security issues. So, like I said, every screw and washer will be tracked. And so every piece of metal or material that's used from now on, you know, will be tracked. And whether it's a washer, rivet, and any major component will be tracked to its, back to its manufacturer if there's a problem. So that way we can keep the quality control to the highest, and that's for everything all across the country to all these corporations. So part of bringing in the Navy's Vice Admiral of Logistics to just oversee things, he also brought with him the expertise to remap our entire logistics on the commercial side. So we have reset our entire economy, the basic structure of it, in just 30 days. And so this is the next phase right now to reopen in America, and it's a slow phase, okay? but just know that we have to, reopen America and to keep going several key factors. The hotspot states they talk about, they overlays perfectly on the sanctuary cities, and those that we know of have all the crime elements in them, and they're part of the Luciferian cabal. So you have these states that have disclosed to open up, and then you have the main body states, and as those open up, each state is going to get geared to retooling and to rebuilding and re-energizing, and America is now outside of Chinese control. It's never been done before, folks, and we did it in just 30 days. So in our country, because of the revisions of the Act of 1871, we will go back to the original Constitution. We can't fully be there yet until Trump is reelected. The main obstacle for us is getting through the next 4 or 5 months, getting Trump back in the White House. Because look at how controlled everyone is, folks, from the fear the media keeps putting out. The media is the greatest weapon of the deep state, has and is most effective because, you know, any false flag they have is going to be announced by the mainstream media, and that keeps the fear going, you know, in the whole population. And believe me, the next false flag is going to be an alien invasion, which they will get their fake news going and promote heavily to get that fear back in the people's heads. And I'll be right back after this important thing.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.